All right, guys, big episode of the Nordys podcast. We do a supervillain bracket, talk Love is Blind and the Traitors, and we talk about what a wreck Ricky Sinicky is. Here we go. And here we go, Nordys podcast. I'm Eric. I'm here with Jim. How's it going?
Just great, man. How are you?
Hey, I am doing great. Happy to be here. Lots to talk about today. Before we jump into that, we need you guys to give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Nordys Podcast and subscribe anywhere that you guys get your favorite podcast from and get the Nordys Podcast directly to your phone or your device each and every week for free.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
All right. We're just drinking an oldie buddy goodie here, one that we had recently. So.
Yeah, man, this is back to Dangerous Man, the Nordic Lemon Squeeze, the Norwegian farmhouse, a little different. It's got the lemon, it's got the funkiness, little juniper going. This is a nice beer.
Yeah,
we enjoy like this one.
All right, so here we go. Lots to talk about. We are having a better time right now than Bruno Mars is.
Yeah, holy shit.
What the hell's going on with him?
Well, a lot came out about our guy Bruno, and maybe it shouldn't be surprising. In fact, it might be like really on brand, but he is $50 million in debt with MGM. so he likes to gamble, and you know he likes the candy. He likes all these things, but it does explain why he has to do this giant, a residency?
Residency.
Residency at MGM. He's essentially working off his debt.
This is crazy.
It's insane. It's like, dude, how can you, like...
How do you get to be a person that they allow to have $50 million of debt?
Well, that's kind of the thing, too, that people are talking about. They're like, why would they allow that? Like, did they do this just to, like, set him up? Like, keep... I don't know, but...
Who's like, yeah,
it
man,
seems
put
like
it
he
on
was taken
tab.
Advantage of.
Yeah.
Really. So, yeah, the dude is $50 million in debt. I think that his residency is $100 million in total. So, I guess they're like, all right, we're going to let you work it off. You can still...
Give you
money to gamble with.
Yeah.
They got to give money to gamble with at the same time.
They're like $100 million, so that'll pay off your $50 million and cover the next 50.
Yeah. So
the next 50 is on us.
I just love that, you know, the gold jewelry and, you know, all of that stuff seems to be just who he is.
I just don't get very much pleasure out of gambling.
I don't. Thank God. I don't either.
I think maybe I've told this before, but like I thought I was a gambler for like 1 week. Because I went to the casino and I won playing blackjack. Like at one point, I think I was up like $2,500, and I think I ended up winning like $1,700 or something.
That's a big night.
And
I was at any age, and this is probably years ago.
I was probably like 17 or 18 or something. Yeah. I guess you can't be 17. 18.
Okay.
Must have been 18 years old. And was just like, I should do this every week.
Right. Like, then, why don't I do this? This is way better than having a job. My God.
And then I think I lost like $100 the next time I went, probably lost $150 the next time I went. And then me and my friend went one time, and I would say that we lost $100 in under 10 minutes.
Mm.
And then we each bought in for another $100 from like the ATM.
Yeah.
And lost that in like under 10 minutes.
And you lost the $6 fee that you have to pay at that ATM.
And I haven't really gambled much since then. I was like, gambling sucks.
Gambling sucks. I think you said it perfectly. I'm not a gambler. The funny thing is, like, I get pissed when I lose, and when I win, I don't really get much of a thrill.
When I win, I'm
like,
I'm
where's
like
the dopamine hit?
When like, I win, I'm like, oh.
People around me are more excited that I won than I won. I'm like, all right, this isn't for me. So I have plenty of vices. That's not one of them. Thank goodness. Bruno, different story. Do you know this happened to Elvis, too?
Really?
Apparently, that's what started his big residency, was that he had to work off his gambling debt. It's like a tactic.
Wow.
I know. That's what got him stuck there. And then he died. You know, like he got fatter and fatter and grosser and grosser as he kept doing those residencies.
Okay. I have to just say that something that I just like can't look away from, but it makes me really uncomfortable, is Austin Butler.
Hmm.
Because.
Why would you say that?
Yeah. Because I can't deal with his fake voice.
Yeah.
Like when I watch,
I'm going to do the whole pod like this.
When I watch like videos where people do like him throughout the years and his voice.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like,
people are allowed to grow up. I mean, I think he looked like he was 17 when he was like, yeah, you know, I'm from Kansas and whatever. I don't know where the fuck he's from.
Yeah, but then now I'm like,
he's like, hey, baby.
I'm like, how are we letting him get away with this? Like,
I don't think we are. I think he gets roasted and he can't stop. Like all the videos that it's like Timothy Chalamet be like, hey, TikTok, I'm here promoting Dune 2. And then, you know, Zendaya's like, hey, everybody, it's going to be so fun. And then, hey, baby, it's me, Austin. You're like, no, that ain't real.
It's super weird.
It's really
weird. I've never really heard someone do this.
How big of a star do you think Austin Butler is really going to be? To me, he feels like he's got this cap. Like, he's handsome. Is he a very good actor? I don't know exactly, you know.
Okay.
His method stuff doesn't really work.
Let's try to think of who he could be or who he will be.
Like what kind of career? I mean.
I think he's going to be the same as.
Johnny Depp?
No, I think he's going to be the same as the dude who played Tim Riggins.
Who's Tim Riggins?
He was in Friday Night Lights. Okay. He was in the second season of True Detective.
Yeah.
I wanted to say Colin Farrell, but I think Colin Farrell is too big.
Colin Farrell is a very successful actor to this day. I don't see it. I mean, I guess, maybe. I think that there was probably a time when people thought that, you know, Billy Bob Thornton was, like, backed into cool. And I don't know. I mean, not that he looks anything like
him. I don't know what Billy Bob Thornton has been in that's a movie.
Sling Blade.
He was in Bad Santa.
Yeah.
I don't even know. That's where my knowledge of him stops.
That's fine. And that's fine. That was a really, like, one of the worst examples maybe I could come up with. He's like an ugly, bald, small man. But I just don't know what Austin Butler's
I think Austin Butler is one.
He's like a Sidney Sweeney at this point. Like, I think you cast that person, you instantly make more money on your movie.
I think he is one level, only one level ahead of Josh Duhamel.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
That's about as bad as... I mean, Duhamel, absolutely beautiful.
Vikings fan.
We like him. We're fans of his on the pod.
Yeah.
But is he any good at acting? No, not really.
No. Okay. How about this? Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Not a fake voice.
No.
He is saying he would come back to the MCU. Can you believe this?
Yeah.
Captain America, I thought he retired.
So get this. They asked him recently and they're like, you know, any path back for you? And he's like, look, Captain America was so special to me. I think it ended well. I think everybody agrees with him on that. But he's like, you know, Johnny Storm has some legs here. And he said he would be much more likely to come back as Johnny Storm. You know, do you remember the Fantastic Four movie? Back before I knew that comic book movies could be good, yeah. I thought that was good.
I thought it was like a bad...
Jessica Alba?
I thought it was like a bad X-Men movie.
Jessica Alba, and they kept like finding ways to put her in her underwear.
And then we watched...
she'd like appear and disappear and she couldn't control powers. I was like, okay, they used to do that. Yep.
Yeah. I just remember it being like, oh, this is a bad X-Men movie. And then we rewatched the X-Men and I was like, these movies are bad. But I got to be honest with you, like as important as all those 90s comic book movies are in early 2000s, they're important because they like led us to the big blockbusters we got.
I know.
They were pretty bad. Even when we watched the Spider-Man ones, I was kind of like...
They hold up a little bit more, but yes, there is like a cheese factor to them that you have to accept.
The fact that it just had Tobey Maguire is just funny.
Still to this day, horrible casting.
Tobey Maguire, what were they thinking?
Like, they cast, instead of like a really smart, not super popular kid, they cast the school shooter.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
remember
what he
when
was.
When he was doing the weird
his
suave?
Peter Parker was the school shooter
his
instead
weird
of.
Weird suave scene where he was like dancing and stuff. Ooh, and like
that,
being
you know,
sexy
that,
with the
that
greasy
really
hair.
That really wasn't his fault. That was what he was told to do.
That was brutal.
That never worked.
Like, that was, like, uncomfortable.
Do you want a new Andrew Garfield Spider-Man? Because they keep talking about doing it.
No.
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 Amazing Spider-Man 3, you're out.
I don't...
Anything Sony does, I think, is just trash at this point. Like,
I don't even know why we would consider it.
Okay. They are. Trust me, they are.
I want more...
Tom?
Yeah. I want maybe a live-action Miles Morales at some point.
Oh, we'd love
that. Maybe, like, I think what would be cool is, like...
Do you want that Caleb kid, the Stranger Things black kid?
No.
You don't want him to be it?
Nah, okay. He's not that cool.
Oh, no, I agree.
It's got to be someone kind of cool. Miles is fucking cool.
Austin Butler?
I wouldn't want him to have to talk in Miles Morales' voice for the rest of his life.
My mom's Latino. My dad's black. I can see it. He's a method actor.
I really think that what they should do after Spider-Verse is done is they should do their own kind of live-action Spider-Verse.
Right.
Where Peter Parker, you know, like...
is in it. Is like mentor style. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Pass the torch a little bit.
Yeah.
The whole two Spider-Men thing is confusing, but it's kind of like... It makes for good drama. Like, it'll be fun.
And it'd be a good way for them to get Sydney Sweeney in it, too. Yeah. Because she could be, what's her name, Spider-Girl or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. No, she's done.
Who was Spider? Was there a Spider?
Yeah, I think the... Who knows? Her? In Madame Web?
Yeah.
Dude, nobody knows what those people were.
Someone in it was Spider-Girl.
Dakota Johnson was Madame Web.
Someone was Spider-Girl in it.
You are the Madame of this web. That's a line from the movie.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this?
What up?
Denis, he's doing another movie before he's doing Dune Messiah.
Yeah, he has a couple movies planned. Like, there's four movies on his docket right now, and he's not sure which one he's going to do. It definitely won't go right into Dune Messiah.
Dune is two? Yeah.
Like, so he'll do one, and then he'll do Dune.
The money
like
is
the
just,
Chris,
like...
The Chris Nolan thing, right, where he did Batman 1, Prestige, then he did Batman 2, and then he did... Inception.
It's just hard
because
the theater's like, do you want to make $20 million for this project that you really want to do? And he's like, yeah. And then they're like, all right. And then do you want to make $80 million for doing three? And
right.
He's like, yeah, I do.
He's got to finish it anyways. But he does. And just like when Prestige came out, when I watched Prestige, I was like, wow, this is so much better than Batman. I want him to just make random shit all the time. I love Prestige is one of my favorite movies. You know it's better than Batman Begins, at least.
Yeah, but I wanted more Batman still.
I mean, I did too, but like they movies, can't. These directors, it takes 3-4 years to do a project.
Like, I like that they can do a story while doing one-off movies in between.
That's what I want too.
Perfect. Like, I kind of like these directors who are telling a three-part story. Three-part story is the way to go. It's official.
I don't really want more of Denis will never do a fourth Dune movie. I think
no. And I don't know that any of the big people on the cast will.
Right.
Like,
they'll be lucky to spin that off into something that's successful because it is so Denis. It's everything about him. So, but he has some like really cool potential projects lined up, including this big sci-fi epic that was like a book written in the 80s called Rendezvous with Rama, where, you know, it's one of these like, hey, this group of people have to go out to the... to meet this like alien spaceship that's coming in. I don't know what the deals are, right? But it's hardcore sci-fi, which fucking is Denis going to become the greatest sci-fi director of all time?
Probably.
Over Fincher or I mean
George Lucas?
Yeah, I guess he will. He maybe already is.
Probably already is.
I mean, I was thinking, Ridley Scott, I guess, is what I was thinking with the alien movies and all that, but yeah, and Blade Runner. Well, he's still up there. So, I'm excited for Denis' next project, whatever it is, but it's not going to be Dune 3. It's not going to be Dune Messiah. It's going to be something exciting and different. Dude's going to be on a hot streak. I know it.
Yeah. All right. How about this? The Crow. It's coming back. It's got Bill Skarsgård in it.
Right.
Trailer dropped.
Where do you rank Bill amongst the Skarsgårds?
And then third?
Also, follow-up question... Skarsgårds are Hemsworths.
Skarsgårds, I think.
Yeah, at this point.
Because I think that there's one good Hemsworth, and I think there's two good Skarsgårds. And that's because Stellan is the best.
Yeah,
and then
unbelievable.
The, other, then Bill,
the Baron himself.
And then
yeah.
Bill's like a 0.4, and Alexander's like a 0.6.
Alexander's like kind of strong, though. The dude's like 6'5".
My thing about Alexander Skarsgård is that he... He's mostly just a TV bit part asshole. Like, that's
because
all
he shows
really
up.
He just shows up for like bit part roles on a TV show.
I don't know what his career really is. Yeah, Big Little Lies. He was just an asshole, bit part.
Let's see.
Succession.
Succession.
Asshole bit part.
Let's see. He was in very
Mr.
shortly
Mrs. Smith,
for Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Bit part. Maybe nice guy. We don't know. Yeah, there's something to that. So, okay, but you still go Skarsgård's. Yeah. So what the fuck were we talking? Okay, so this Crow movie.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the original?
No.
You didn't?
No, I don't even know what it's about. All I know is the dude died. He got killed.
Brandon
Lee shot himself with like a prop gun or something.
No, dude. There was a thing where live ammo got mixed in, dude, just like on the set of Rust.
Yeah, this was straight up.
And he died.
Who got in trouble on Rust?
Well, the woman who was the prop master is in jail.
Oh.
She got convicted of manslaughter just recently. And then Baldwin, who pulled the fucking trigger, is fine.
Yeah, he probably should be.
Yeah.
He probably should be.
He's not. How many times he's pulled a fake trigger in his life? Dude, I don't.
How freaky would that be?
As much of an asshole as he probably is, I don't think he should go to jail. No. Yeah, that was probably a really bad day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bad day. Both of these. So I kind of liked the original Crow. I remember watching it like 4 or 5 times.
What is the Crow?
It's like a revenge spirit story. So it's kind of like inner city crime. It's going to be dark at night. It's going to be rainy. And it's going to be kind of dirty. And like, you know, this guy and the love of his life are murdered, both of them. But he, through the spirit of a crow or something, comes back as like, you know, he's invincible. He's a superhero. It's a superhero movie, but like really dark.
Who's cooler, the Crow or Spawn?
Spawn is horrible. It's always sucked.
The Crow.
So, dude, watching this trailer, I'm like, okay, I think it looks kind of cool. I don't know.
I think
it might suck.
I think that like it probably sucked originally, but everybody had like the poster in their bedroom, like at least like that dark friend of yours,
the one kid.
Yeah, the one kid who like
the Tobey Maguire, school shooter kid.
Yeah, he had like a Crow poster and like a T-shirt in high school, and like it was like all this cult classic because the guy died and.
It was all part of it,
A really crazy tragedy.
So, they're remaking it. They've been talking about remaking it for 10 years. Here it is. It does look kind of cool. It's definitely hard, R-rated, really violent looking. I'm sure I'll see it. They pulled stuff in from John Wick, it looks like, a little bit. So, it's going to be cool. It'll be like a definite, like, bros got to watch it. I don't know.
Okay. All right. And then, finally, you found us a really good supervillain bracket.
Oh, I did. Yeah, this is kind of interesting. So this like really popular Instagram account did this thing where they're like, all right, we're going to do a bracket of the biggest, you know, like movie villains. OK, so it's got everything from Voldemort to Jaws on this thing.
OK.
And I'm curious on some of these matchups. So I'm gonna list some off and see if we can come to an agreement.
Okay, so we're going to get to the final four like they're at right now?
We're going to run through, and we're going to do this quickly. So you got to be decisive, okay? Darth Vader or Hannibal Lecter?
Darth Vader.
Easy. That's what one. The White Witch or...
Who's the White Witch?
Nurse Ratched.
I don't know either of these. Who's the White Witch?
The White Witch from Cupboard, the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
You pick, dude. I have no clue.
Okay, I'm going to go with Nurse Ratched from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. That was excellent.
Okay.
We got Norman Bates. You know that guy? Yeah. Freddy Krueger.
Probably Freddy Krueger.
I'm going to go with that. Michael Myers or Wicked Witch of the West?
Michael Myers.
Okay, Michael Myers. I agree. Patrick Bateman or Hans Gruber from Die Hard?
I'm going with Hans Gruber.
I would, too. They went with Bateman.
Okay.
Anton Chigurh. Remember him?
Was he from?
No Country for Old Men. Dude, how good was that?
Yeah, he's great.
Or the Alien.
Anton Chigurh, I'm gonna go with.
The Alien,
I feel like he's just like doing his like his
he's
like
just thing. He is
just
his
he's just
program
like this is what I do. Like what he's not trying to be evil.
Anton Chigurh to me is one of the best villains of all time.
I liked him because I didn't necessarily feel like he was a villain. I just felt like he was really scary.
Yeah.
He like lived by a code and that was
when
a
he's
really
like talking
scary
to the poor
code.
Gas station guy.
Yeah. Oh,
how long have you lived here? Like just fucking weird. All right, here's a good one. Hans Landa.
Uh-huh.
Okay, do you remember him from the Tarantino movie, the war movie? What is it called? The Inglourious Bastards.
Okay.
He's so good.
So good.
Versus Sauron himself.
The first guy, Hans.
Yeah, Hans.
By a lot.
Hans
and, Sauron?
Dude, Hans has to be one of the best bad guy names.
What is Sauron? An idea? Count me out on him. Sauron is the lamest villain of all villains. Oh my gosh, he's an eye. He never speaks. He doesn't think. He's like a. He's like.
You know who really likes Sauron? That one guy in every group chat.
Yeah. Evil personified is what it is. Or
all right, here's a good one. Scar versus Lord Farquaad. Couple animated.
Who's Lord Farquaad?
He's from Shrek.
I don't remember either of them being Scar. That evil. It's got to be Scar. Scar kind of scarred me.
Exactly.
Now,
here's a big one.
I don't like to watch Lion King even now.
Okay, Lord Voldemort versus Jack Torrance. Jack Torrance is from The Shining. Jack Nicholson.
Voldemort by a lot.
I know. That was probably like a 1 versus 16 situation.
Yeah.
Agent Smith versus Amy Dunn.
Who's Amy Dunn?
Amy Dunn was from Gone Girl, who like faked her own death. Like, that was pretty
sick. She was more crazy than a villain.
So where are you going?
I'm going with Agent Smith.
Me too. I would go with that too. Okay, The Wicked Stepmother. Don't really know what this one's
from.
That's
got to be from like Snow White.
Or Norman Stansfield. I thought I knew everything. I don't know this one. We're going to keep going.
I'm going with the stepmother because I think she's from Disney.
Okay, perfect. Jigsaw versus Pennywise. This is kind of a fun matchup.
Jigsaw.
You're going Jigsaw?
Pennywise is like chaos. Like, he's a bad Joker.
He can take in any form.
Him when he was dancing in the fire, I can't forgive that.
Yeah. Okay, so the queen from Snow White or Thanos? Are you really going to think about
this?
I'm
going to go with Thanos.
Yes, that's the only answer. Okay, T-1000, which this is from Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Uh-huh.
The white cop guy?
Yeah.
Incredible. Versus Palpatine.
Huh.
And Palpatine, kind of lame. Like, let's be honest.
I could go with
either. It was so fucking obvious that he was the Emperor.
I
kind
of think both of these are kind of cheesy, to be honest with you.
Okay, so?
So you pick.
I'll go with Palpatine.
Okay.
The shark from Jaws?
Uh-huh.
Or Ra's al Ghul from Batman Begins?
I'm going to go with Ra's al Ghul because, again...
The shark is just a fucking shark.
What is he supposed to do? He's not, like, evil.
He's just hungry,
I guess.
He's
not, like, planning things. He's like, hey, if you come in my water, yeah. I'm hungry. I'm a shark. It's what I do. I eat people.
Yeah, it's
their home. I have a hard time thinking animals other than Scar are very evil.
All right, so Green Goblin versus the Joker.
The Joker.
The Joker.
By quite a bit.
Yeah, and this is Dark Knight Joker.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what all we picked because I wasn't like writing it down.
We can do it though.
So let's just go through and I want you to pick.
Vader versus someone.
Yeah. I mean, it looks okay. So yeah, Vader versus the White Witch. Vader moves on. Yeah. We got Freddy Krueger versus Michael Myers.
I think I'm going to go with Michael Myers, right?
Because
Freddy, I kind of like, he's like in dreams.
Let's
right?
just run this bracket yeah. right down to the final four then, okay. right? Because now we got Vader versus Michael Myers.
I think I'm going to go with Vader.
You know, it's funny that you say this, and I agree, but you have spent many hours on this pod ripping Vader, but you're right.
Yeah, but Michael Myers has, we got 3 Vader movies. We got like 20 Michael Myers movies, and like he's probably died so many times. And again, like, doesn't have much of a story.
Mm-mm.
Like Michael Myers, what's his deal? He was like, he's like mentally ill or something. He was like, I don't even know.
He's just like low IQ and
bullied.
He
didn't like his mom or something. He's pretty boring. He just is. He's scary because he just walks after you with like a knife.
Right.
And I'm like, ugh, which I really don't like that.
That sucks.
Yeah.
It's like, I wanted to chill tonight and now. So we got Patrick Bateman versus Anton Chigurh.
Anton Chigurh.
I would agree. They went
Anton
with Bateman.
Anton Chigurh's weapon is
so fucking
really
different. You've never seen something like that. Something that just like pneumatically pops out and pops your head.
Yeah.
Very cool. So now we got Hans Landa versus Scar.
I'm going to go with Hans Landa.
I would
he's
as well.
He's really, really, really evil. And he's pretty much like running the Holocaust. Pretty hard to beat.
And he was so good. But now we actually have a good matchup here because we got Chigurh versus Hans Landa.
Hans Landa is more evil than Chigurh.
Yes.
Like, it's not close
Chigurh
to me.
Is just like...
Chigurh is just a dude who's scary, again, but he's not like... I didn't think he had this horrible evil intention. Landa is like, he is reveling in people's fear and misery.
Yes, that's so fair. And he's, you know, so calculated.
Yeah.
All right, so now we got Hans Landa versus Darth Vader to go to the championship.
I don't think these are... either a contender to win the title
okay.
right now. But I think Hans Landa is better than Darth Vader, but I don't
know. Damn, I love it. So we got Hans Landa.
Yeah.
And I love this movie. I love Inglourious Basterds.
Me too. He's so good. The beginning scene with him is one of the great scenes in like movies of the last 25 years.
This one's going to be quick. Voldemort versus Agent Smith.
Voldemort by a lot.
Okay. And we got, I think you went with Jigsaw versus, this one sucks, Norman. I guess that's maybe Norman Stansfield is supposed to be like the guy from Psycho. That's probably what it is.
I'm going to go Jigsaw then.
Yeah, we'll just put Jigsaw forward. Voldemort versus Jigsaw.
Not sure that Jigsaw's even evil though. I think he's like been like screwed over he's by like people.
He's just an innovator, dude.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Voldemort.
Yeah, we're going to go with Voldemort. And then, so that puts Voldemort in our final four.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so let's go down. We got Thanos versus Palpatine, I believe.
Thanos. I don't even like Palpatine.
Thanos. Okay. I like that. We got Ra's al Ghul versus the Joker, which the is Joker. Ironic, but of course we get the Joker. So now we got the Joker versus Thanos.
I think I like the Joker
I do too.
More. The Joker, his plan was not very believable, but he was
so this
really
this
good.
Is tough. This is Voldemort versus the Joker. And I know this is these are two very, very precious IPs to you.
I think this is probably the best two.
I think so, too. I think that this is the stronger side of the bracket.
Yeah, by
a lot. I feel like
a lot.
This could beat
Hans Landa.
Hans Landa.
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
And so who's going to win it? It's Voldemort.
I think it's Voldemort.
He did more work, bro.
Yeah.
The guy was in all these fucking movies.
Yeah. And, yeah.
And Ralph
like,
Fiennes is fantastic.
And
probably
the Joker
underrated.
Was like the Joker's whole goal was to like cause chaos in one city.
Yeah,
Voldemort's goal was to kill.
Well, Voldemort's goal was to just try to take over one school, and it didn't work out. To be fair,
true.
All right, but dude, I totally agree.
He
that
was trying to take over like England.
How long do you think that took us? 6 minutes, 7 minutes? That was good.
Yeah,
we got
yeah.
through it.
And so we're at Voldemort versus Hans Landa, and Voldemort
and
wins.
Voldemort wins.
It's just Ralph Fiennes is like
anything. Anybody missing from the list?
No.
No, it was good.
It was
a pretty
list.
Solid start.
Yeah.
Like, honestly...
The only person that
their
I think...
final four was Vader, Scar, Voldemort, Joker. And they haven't finished it yet, so...
I think that if I... The one change I would make would be to add my favorite villain, Magneto.
Oh, yeah. Magneto could definitely
Magneto
get a place
Magneto should have been in this list. Yep. He's an elite villain.
You could replace... Like Wicked Stepmother or somebody. Yeah.
He's elite. He should have been in there. He is like every bit as good as Thanos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. That was cool. Good work.
All right. How about this? Hot Rex and Hot Rex. This week you watched Love is Blind.
I did. And you know why? Because it's the next season is going to be in Minneapolis. All Minneapolis people. And so then I heard that. I'm like, all right. And plus... For whatever reason, this season has been popping off, and the memes are good. So I started watching it. I watched the entire thing, including up to the reunion, which it's just not me, man. But it's a pretty entertaining show. But I will say that, like, the first couple episodes are whatever. By, like, the third and fourth episode, you're like, this might be the greatest reality show of all time.
Yeah.
And then once they kind of narrow down these couples, there's still a couple exciting things that happen. You know, you get, like... Somebody that leaves all of a sudden or kind of switches and dates somebody else that they had been between. And then it gets to like the marriage stuff and it's really bad at that point.
I think that
I had never watched this show up until that point. I had always quit before and I get why.
I think the best part of the show is when they go to like Mexico or whatever.
Right. And all the couples are down there and they're just living together for the first time.
And it's like their first few days together. And
that's like episode 3-4. It's
electric. And then the entire group has to kind of like hang out with each other and like gossip about each other.
And you start to see like some connections between people.
Other people that aren't paired up. That's the best part of the whole show.
It's all downhill from there.
I think it's fine when they go to live with each other in their city and stuff. It's fine. It just gets kind of boring.
As they start planning the wedding, it gets boring.
Then I'm out.
And like picking out the dresses that episode was unbearable. And then in this one they had two weddings that were set. Okay, one of them was between a couple and it was the first one they showed and you're like, all right, so there's not like that many people at this wedding. It seems a little like underproduced. And then they don't get married, so it's very obvious to me that the whole family knew that they weren't going to actually get married that day. You can tell by, like, they show the audience, and the audience is, like, 17 bad actors that are, like, their family. And you can just tell. And then the other one where they do get married, it's, like, a full-on fucking wedding, and they have a reception planned. And so where's the drama? You know right away by looking at this undercooked wedding that so it ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
They all know. The show sucks, but you know what? Once it's here... And we're like every single shot. We're like,
I just hope
I've stood there.
I just
Ooh,
hope
I've
I
there.
Recognize one person.
I just
from the
want
show.
To know one person.
I want to know one person from the show, and I
at
want
the
to be
very
like,
least,
yes.
I want to know somebody that knows somebody, but yeah. I really want to know somebody.
Oh, I'd be pumped.
I'd be so pumped. Here's the thing: they're mostly a little bit. They're closer to your age. Some of them are like 32. Some of them are 27. That's kind of the range they are. And so, you know, maybe more like our younger siblings will know the people, which is fine with me because I'll know them a little bit.
Yeah.
I cannot wait.
Okay. Well, I'm also watching a reality show.
Yeah.
For the first time.
What you got?
I'm watching The Traitors.
What's that?
Okay.
They trade stuff?
So The Traitors, it's kind of blowing up right now. They've had two seasons. Season one was like iffy, I think. That's what I'm watching. Mm. It's okay. And then people have really liked season two.
I guess I don't know anything about it.
So it's on, I think it's on Peacock. Yeah, it's on Peacock.
Okay.
And people really like it. I'm trying to figure out who the host is real quick because I feel like you need to know.
Maybe it's important.
The host.
What's the concept while you're looking that up? If you can type and talk, it's tough.
Okay. I can't.
They trade wives and spouses? Do
traitors.
They,
like you're a traitor.
They trait? Oh, they're... Oh, yeah. Okay, they're...
Alan Cummings.
Oh, yeah, host. Yeah. He's funny. British guy.
Yeah, yeah. So he's the host of it. So they... The traitors is like... Think of a bunch of like not famous people.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have never been on TV. And then some of them have been on like Survivor and stuff like that. And the show is pretty basic, but... You can see why people like it. It's kind of like The Challenge with less athletes.
Okay.
And now some of the Challenge people have moved over to be on it to kind of like make season two better. So as a huge Challenge fan, I'm kind of offended sometimes by some of it.
Because it's too similar?
Because I'm like, oh, they kind of stole us from The Challenge. But this show is about a house where I think there's 20 people in it. And Alan Cummings selects three of them to be the traitors in the house.
And nobody knows but them.
No one knows but them.
Okay.
So every episode, they have to do some stupid daily challenge. And on season one so far, those are the worst part of the show.
Okay.
They're all pretty bad. They're kind of like bad challenges.
Got it.
And they do that. And then nothing really comes of it other than that they add more money to the prize pot, which is also kind of a challenge-y thing.
Okay. Yep.
And then they all go back, and then they have to try to figure out who the traitors are. So then they all sit at a round table.
And the traitors are trying to sabotage those events somehow?
So they all, they're trying to like infiltrate these conversations and lead them off of them.
Mm-hmm.
Then all these people come together, and then they sit at a round table in this really dramatic way. They all vote for who they think the traitor is. Whoever gets the most vote gets voted out
of
the game.
So it's Among Us.
Yeah,
it's
much.
Among Us. Yeah, got it.
They get voted out of the game, and then that person has to reveal if they were one of the traitors or not. And then... After that, every night, the three traitors meet in the tower, and then they decide who they want to kill that night.
Oh.
And then they get to assassinate one player from the game. And they need to be like strategic so that they can eliminate people who are onto them,
okay,
but without giving themselves away.
Yeah.
And people really liked it. Season
That's
two has become
cool. I could see that part being exciting.
All of the politics of it is pretty fun and pretty dramatic. And all of the...
Do they get really drunk and fight?
No.
Ugh.
No.
Come on. Those are the good days. Those are the good old days. And then one person says the N-word and then they have to leave. Those are the days.
I think that the big thing about this is that they also have Bravo contestants on it.
Okay, so Housewives and stuff?
Yeah, like Housewives and Below Deck and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I don't really watch Bravo, so I don't really know these people, but I will say they, on season one, are the most interesting people on the show.
Okay.
They kind of carry.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they're good with the drama.
They're just good with the drama. They're just like kind of like sassy and rude and like they just like make the show more fun.
All right.
But yeah.
So you watched, you're on season one now?
Yeah, I'm probably halfway through season one.
Okay.
I like it.
Good.
It's and from what I've heard, season two is a significant upgrade.
All right.
Season
so
one.
You're just really trying to get there.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, that's a wreck. That's a reality wreck, baby.
All right. So how about this? We're both watching stuff that we've talked about multiple times, so we're going to go quickly on these.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching Halo.
Halo.
I'm trying because I really...
Is this a Paramount show?
Yes. This is Paramount Plus. I really want to get to season two. So that's why I'm watching it, because I really want to get to season two.
And when you do, I will pick season two back up and watch it, because I watched season one.
I really want to get to the Flood. I don't know what season they'll come in.
It better be three.
Yeah.
It better be three.
The Flood was so electric in the game.
I know.
Like, when the Flood showed up, I was kind of horrified.
I was so scared. I was like, oh my God. And you got to, like, you change your whole strategy of everything you've been doing about fighting the Covenant. Yeah.
And then, like, they're fighting the Covenant. The Covenant's trying to fight. You'll be in a level trying to break into, like, a Covenant base, and the Flood will be taking over so much.
Fucking everybody up.
The Covenant is fighting the Flood. You're fighting the Flood. You're not even fighting the Covenant. You're, like, trying to maneuver through the map while the Flood is killing all of the Covenant people that you're supposed to be fighting. That got really cool.
Halo 1 was so sick.
I think, like, the story of the first two Halo games, this is my comparison for you.
Okay.
Halo is Lost.
As a
video game?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Lost and its ability to, like, long-term storytell on television, and not like a, yeah, there's a story, but every episode is its own, and you don't really need to, you know, like,
yeah.
I feel like Lost was the first thing that had, like, it was, like, for the
filler
internet.
Episode. Oh, no, right.
It was, like, for the internet, though. Like, yep. It had, like, Easter eggs in it, and, like, they were, like, trying
it
to
was really
you...
blowing up the Yahoo chat rooms,
yeah,
because it was early internet.
And so, like, to me, Halo, like Lost, if they made Lost right now and it was 10 episode seasons,
that could be due for a remake.
I think it should.
That's actually
10 episodes,
great
not
idea.
30 episodes,
right? Yeah,
10 episodes, like, the same kind of story, but they totally fixed the last half of it.
As long as they end every episode with that, like, swimmy Lost thing that comes up, that was like, well, I need,
like,
the next episode now.
I feel like Lost ended up pretty bad, and it's, like, kind of a joke, but, like, all I remember from watching it the first time was that I couldn't stop watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was so in. I binged it. I was, like, behind the actual show.
Yeah.
And I was watching the
up.
DVDs.
Hell yeah.
Catching up on the DVDs, like, watching episode after episode after episode, like, loving it. And so, to me, Halo is the same kind of thing, probably a pretty similar time.
Yeah.
And it was telling a story that was, like, accessible to everyone, that wasn't, like, Dungeons and Dragons or something.
Yeah.
That was, like, accessible to everyone, that was, like, a really cool video game, but that the story was, like, twisting
actually,
and turning
yeah.
and good. And so, to me, I'm just trying to get through it because I like the story.
I do, too. I like the story. I will say that, like... They're not on Halo yet, as far as what I've seen, which is like two episodes into season two.
Do you
two.
Remember when you got to drive the truck, like the Warthog, on Halo, and it was like all blowing up?
Oh my God, was it electric?
And it was like, da-da-da-da.
And it's just like, yeah. And it was hard.
And, like,
I had to
yeah.
do it like five fucking
Everything
times
was
to get
blowing
through it.
Up.
Yeah.
They're shooting at you from everywhere. Like, I think you could have a friend play with you, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And
oh,
your
there
friend
was
in the back,
yeah.
like shooting, or maybe you were, I don't remember. Somehow, like, someone was in the back shooting, someone was driving.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That was cool.
You're watching Invincible.
I can't believe you're watching that, but I'm happy that you are, because I'm curious on what you think.
I mean,
you catch
here's
up.
The thing. I talked about Halo, the show, but I didn't really talk about the show.
The show's like...
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It gives you glimpses of that.
Like, sometimes I'm like, ooh, I'm really curious about
and
that.
And sometimes I'm like, what a cool CG shot. And then sometimes I'm like, that looks really bad.
Every time he's in his helmet... fighting, I'm like, this looks like shit.
Yes.
I'm like, this looks like shit. And then the other times, though, they like go
this
places
works in
and
the
I'm
video
like,
game in 2003
yeah.
dude.
Other times I'm like, damn, this looks super cool. Yeah. Like, the places they're going are cool, like the mystery
there's
is
some
all kind
cool
of
they just had to make it way bigger, you know. Yeah. The story is way bigger. So all right, that's cool. Yes, Invincible is back. It's on Prime. It's an animated superhero R-rated show. This is the second half of the second season. For whatever reason, the animation they use, I must be like fucking hand drawn because it takes forever. Especially because, like, I think this is based off a existing like graphic novel comic book thing. So I'm not sure it might not be. But anyways, I love the show. It's not always perfect, but it's really entertaining and it's really twisty. And you know, you think you're you know what's up. Like, hey, these are my main characters. This is what it's going to be. It's going to be a little bit, you know, programmatic. And then something massively shakes up. And it's always good for surprises. So there was a huge surprise after the second half of this second season. And picking it back up has been awesome. And I'm loving it. So, this is a hot wreck to anybody. You know, it's animated and not in a way that's even, like, realistic. But it is graphic. Like, bloody as fuck. So be ready for that. I like this show a lot. Eric, I really wish you were watching it. You're not. It's probably better than The Boys overall. Wow. So there's that. Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah.
It just looks like a 90s cartoon, like, intentionally.
Right. And didn't you used to love X-Men 97?
I did.
And you're not even going to watch the new X-Men 97. You
probably
don't give a
not.
Shit anymore.
I
so
won't.
I'm telling you, man, this could be it for you. You need to try.
Okay. You're also still watching Shogun.
Yeah.
Are you going as strong with it?
Yes, I am. Maybe I'm taking a tiny step back. It is absolutely paced like the shows that we used to make fun of our parents for watching. But I'm older now, and so now I get it. It is a historical drama, but it's still, you know, it's funny enough. There's really good politics in it. You know, the violence is explosive and fun, and yeah, it is a very good show. It is the hottest wreck, I guess, I have right now for TV that's happening right now. Eric, do you think of anything else that's like, we're kind of missing a title belt holder right now?
Yeah, we're waiting for something that we probably should have talked about earlier, and I think we're going to have to fit it in right now.
Yeah, well, let's do it. I'll just wreck Shogun. Yeah. It's still great. It's beautiful. I mean, I think it's just one season, so I'm absolutely going to finish it.
So we did miss one thing that we do need to talk about.
Yeah, this is maybe.
And I feel like
you kind of buried the lead.
I kind of buried the lead here,
and I wouldn't have even fucking said anything because I didn't even think of it. So
yeah.
Thank you.
So we got our first teaser of The Acolyte.
Yes,
which is a show we have been teasing. We talked about a little bit last week as well. We didn't know much about when it was coming. We finally got a date. It's coming out June 4th.
June 4th, which is quick. I think I had thought that it was going to be May. Whatever. June 4th. This show, I think, is going to be really good. It's insane for me to think and predict and get my own hopes up for a Disney Plus show. But here I go again.
Oh, I have to say, I like all of the Star Wars shows. Other than maybe Obi-Wan.
Well,
Mandalorian is fantastic.
Book of Boba, big fan.
Oh,
you
Book
forgot
of Boba
about that one, didn't
bad.
You? Really bad. No, they're mostly
loved,
bad. Dude.
No.
Even Mando is not what it used to
Mando
be.
Mando rocks. Yeah. You had Ahsoka, which I really liked.
Yep.
You had what's the one we really like?
We loved
wow.
How many beers
we
have we
loved
had?
It so much.
Too many IPAs.
We loved it so
what's
much.
It, what's it called? What's it called? It's got a boring name. Oh, Andor, of
Andor,
course.
Yeah.
I mean,
great.
This I think is going to be closer to Andor. I think it's going to be a little bit more adult. It's going to be
Daphne Keene
subtle political.
Is awesome.
Daphne Keene. We got Carrie Ann Moss. We got the main guy from we should almost hang it up.
We are struggling here. Okay, well, I have another show for you that you will remember.
Yeah,
okay?
yeah.
That's
please.
Coming out this week that we didn't talk about either. This week, Wednesday.
Really?
New season. Top Chef.
Oh shit!
Yeah, but
they're
no,
finally in Minneapolis. No, they're
no,
not.
They're
no.
in freaking Wisconsin.
Is this the Milwaukee one?
I believe so. Yeah.
Probably still must watch for Minnesota people.
Yeah, you got Gail, you got Tom,
and I love Gail.
Padma's gone.
I know.
Retired from the show.
Did they bring somebody else in
for
her?
They brought in the Asian girl who's kind of like on all their shows.
Oh, the kind of
Kristen.
They them girl.
Yeah,
yeah, she's cool
I think her
as hell,
Kristen.
And she's really smart.
Yeah, she's good. So she'll be.
She's great.
She won't be as good as Padma, who is. Arguably the best host of all time of TV.
She's fantastic.
She's just like as good as it gets. She's as knowledgeable as it gets.
Knowledgeable and also like felt just enough unpredictable.
Yeah.
Like enough enough improv for me.
Yeah.
She was so good.
So it'll be hard to have as good of a season, but they like their whole trailer for it that I saw was like the whole trailer was like, hey, we got to mix it up. We're going to mix it up here. Tom's like, you know what we do here? We mix it up.
No,
and like,
they
the
don't.
The whole thing was like,
no, they don't.
They're going to mix it up. It's going to be different.
It's the same every time, and it's great.
Yeah, it doesn't need to change. I just love the show so much, I will be watching it.
Okay.
So excited about that.
All right.
All right. The last thing is a, well, I don't know. I don't want to tell you if it's a hot wreck or a not wreck yet.
Yeah.
I watched Prime's Ricky Stenicki.
Ricky Stenicki. Give me the cast. Who's in this movie?
Ricky Stenicki is, it's headlined by John Cena.
Love it.
It has Zac Efron. It has Andrew Santino.
Nice.
And it has Jermaine Fowler.
Okay.
It also has William Macy and Jeff Ross. And that's pretty much everyone.
So a bunch of like podcast comedians. And yes. John Cena. Nice.
And Zac Efron, yeah.
Right.
I...
And it's goofy? Is it R-rated?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, it had to be. This movie was hilarious.
Really?
This movie was so
funny. Where was
it,
on Prime, you said?
It's on Prime. I think this is a hot wreck.
Who's Ricky Stenicki?
John Cena.
Oh, hell yeah.
John Cena. Here's my take of the day, okay? John Cena is the best comedic actor in the world right now.
Oh, my God.
And I'm not messing around. I'm not just saying this. I'm not some, like, huge wrestling fan who grew up as a kid watching John Cena.
No, he was kind of a joke.
I didn't even like John Cena. I didn't even watch wrestling when John Cena wrestled. I had no interest in him being an actor. I actually thought it was going to be bad that he was an actor.
Yeah.
He's everything that we think The Rock is. He's so funny.
He's got all the charisma. And The Rock is never going to be self-deprecating.
No.
Right? In fact, do you know that The Rock has a clause in all his contracts where he cannot lose a fight in a movie?
Really?
So that tells you everything you need to know about The Rock. Whereas John Cena is willing to
do anything.
Make himself, he humbles himself constantly. It's like
Ricky Stenicki,
he's endearing. He's funny.
Can I sell you on the story?
Sure.
Okay, so here's the story. The story is Andrew Santino, who is good in this movie. He's dry, right?
Yeah, he's dry. Like, we've seen him a lot in Dave, and we like him in Dave as the dry, straight man.
Jermaine Fowler, Andrew Santino, and Zac Efron are lifetime best friends.
Okay.
When they're kids, they make up this story to get themselves out of trouble about their troublemaking best friend named Ricky Stenicki.
Okay.
And then they just use that for every excuse in life.
Like Ricky.
Anytime happens, it was Ricky Stenicki. Anytime they want to leave and get away from their significant others for a weekend,
Ricky needs them
for this. And then you find out Ricky's had cancer multiple times. He has never met the wives because he's helping with starving kids in Nairobi and stuff.
Right.
And he's a tall tale practically. So in this, at the beginning of the movie, they are supposed to have a baby shower, but Ricky has cancer again.
They got to get
out
of it.
And they might have to take out his second testicle. So then they go to, you know that comedian, singer, techno guy? He's like EDM guy. And he's in his underwear and his robe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know that guy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they have tickets to Mark
something.
Rebel or something.
Yeah, yeah.
They have tickets to his show in Atlantic City. And so they have to use Ricky to go. So they go and they're partying in Atlantic City and they meet... They meet John Cena's character, who is Rock Hard Rod, is his name. And his whole gig is that he's an X-rated cover singer who makes every song into the lyrics are about masturbating. And he changes every song. And when they did a compilation of him, he's dressed to the nines as Britney Spears, as Alice Cooper, as... White Wedding guy.
But always X-rated
version. Everything, but every lyric is just a stupid lyric about jerking off.
So you were cracking. Did you watch this movie by yourself and just crack up by yourself? That's how you know it's funny, dude.
It was funny. I was laughing out loud watching the movie.
Oh, shit.
And then what happens is they are kind of busted. I feel like everyone thinks I'm telling the whole movie, but if you watch the trailer, you know exactly this is the story.
Give me all the Ricky Stenicki.
I'm laughing along. This is what the story is. So then they meet this crazy John Cena dude, and they just want to get away from him. But he gives them his business card. Says he's a real actor.
Yeah.
So then Andrew Santino's wife has the baby while they're in Atlantic City 6 weeks early.
Ooh.
And they have to try to fly home. Yeah. He's in trouble. And they're like, where is Ricky? Why isn't he here? What's the deal with Ricky? So then they're like, Ricky needs to come to this thing next week or else. And then they're like, our wives are going to leave us. So they ask to try to come up with every plan. Finally, they're like, we got to call Rock Hard Rod to be Ricky Stenicki. And then he comes and he is unreal. good. He's so good. It's so funny. Chaos ensues at every turn.
Oh, please.
It was just such, like...
It feels a little bit like Wedding Crashers, where they kind of get in too deep.
Yes.
Yeah, I need that.
I would say that this movie is on the same level, and I mean this as a compliment,
yeah,
as some other straight-to-streaming comedies, like Palm Springs.
I loved it.
Like
Vacation Friends. Liked it
it's
a
like,
lot.
It's like those. I think I probably liked it a little more than both of those.
Oh, wow.
But it was the same kind of movie.
Yeah.
This is a pretty
simple...
You
just don't see too many R-rated comedies hit theaters.
No.
So if you want that, and they're generally funnier...
I liked this movie.
Yeah.
So it made me think. The last thing I wanted to talk about
here... Ricky Stenicki, baby.
The last thing I want to talk about is, who are the people that you would be the most excited to see team up in a comedy? Because I think that, to me... Like, the best possible comedy right now would have, at minimum, Tim Robinson and John Cena.
Ooh.
Those are, like, the two people I
honestly,
most
their
want to
comedy
see.
Is really different. Yeah. Their styles. I mean, I'd love to see Nathan Fielder in something big, you know? I'd love to see...
Nathan Fielder could...
Stavros? I think he'll get a movie at some point.
I think that Nathan Fielder could team up with either John Cena or Tim Robinson.
Yeah.
And he could make it funny either way.
Yeah, he really could. He could. He honestly could. He really is brilliant.
I'm telling you. I literally think he's the biggest comedic actor right now. And I don't actually think anyone is close. I don't even think anyone's close. He's that funny in this stuff. And he can do silly...
It's not like people are tuning in for the next Kevin Hart movie at this point. Like,
no.
Yeah.
If Kevin Hart had a straight-to-streaming movie, I wouldn't even watch it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, he's small, and he's playing a cop again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right along.
He's
yep.
a cop, and he's...
Buddy cop.
We've
seen
him all. He's done that like 20 times.
Oh, my God. He's doing it all. So, dude, I can't disagree with you right now. I don't know who else is up there.
I think the weirdest thing is, too, Cena is like... We found out now that he's like a weirdo. Like, he was on some, like, reality TV show. And
yeah.
All I remember is, like, you've probably seen the clip of him being,
with the
like,
kitchen
weird
stuff?
And neurotic.
Like, don't touch anything in the kitchen. I like it when there's nothing in the kitchen.
He's, like, super weird, but he
well,
is...
Well, you know if he works out that consistently, he's a little bit weird.
Well, and he just is funny. He does funny stuff. He did the weird naked thing at the
maybe
Oscars.
Maybe the best thing at the Oscars.
And then... he just also is like the nicest guy. Like, he's like the greatest person ever for, wow, this is where we are today.
No. I got you on this one because he makes the most wishes.
So he's like the biggest make-a-wish person ever. He just is constantly like, there's all these stories. There's the story of the kid who, escaped the Ukraine.
Yeah.
And he was like, left his house, and his mom was like, if you leave right now, he was too scared to leave the house. If you leave now, you're going
to
get to meet
he made
John
it to
Cena.
Safety, and then
and
guess who fucking shows up
fucking
in...
John Cena showed up.
In like Ukraine or something.
He showed up in Europe to go for one day to meet this kid who had just escaped war. He's the best. He's the coolest guy.
Do you think that he has a chance to make my list of those who must be protected?
I think so.
I just don't know. Yeah, I think he does. He's a little young. He's been in the spotlight for many, many years. It's almost like, how long are you famous?
He's 46.
He's been famous since he's 25.
Yeah.
And he's got a great track record.
And he's more famous now than ever. He could show up in wrestling. He can show up in any kind of movie. And, like, I can't wait for
the
next
season. I hope he doesn't die of, like, heart failure at, like, 55. Because you do have to worry about the steroid use. But
like, I can't wait for Peacemaker season 2.
I know. And, by the way, Peacemaker season 2 is going to be canon. And because, you know, the DCEU is like starting over.
Okay.
And they're going to say season 1 of Peacemaker, not canon. Season 2 is canon.
I can't wait.
Which great. It's going to happen after the events of Superman. So we're going to get the Superman movie and then Peacemaker 2. So, dude, we have actually something to look forward to. Do you know the DCEU, the timing couldn't be any better for them to actually take over?
Yeah.
It could be
great.
Well,
the thing with Peacemaker is, like, he was in the Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
Like, the remake of the Suicide Squad.
Which I
like
that movie.
I liked it, and he was really evil.
Yeah.
He was, like, bad and, like, really racist.
Yep.
And then, like, he's, like, I constantly complain about, like, the villain who is actually redeeming.
Yeah.
This is, like, the one time it worked for me. They literally were, like, yeah, his dad was, like, an evil Nazi, and, like, he was, like, abusive, and, like, he just doesn't know better.
He killed his dad.
And then I was, like, yeah, right. Okay, he's my hero now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is it. That's all the time we have on this episode of the Nordys Podcast. So until next time, thanks for hanging out with your best friends here at the Nordys Podcast.